This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A call for a Monday general strike by demonstrators in Myanmar protesting the military seizure of power has been met by the ruling junta with a thinly veiled threat to use lethal force, raising the possibility of major clashes. A large crowd appeared again at the city center in Yangon with protesters carrying photos of detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi and demonstrating against the military's takeover of the elected government. The call for a general strike was made Sunday by the Civil Disobedience Movement, a loosely organized group leading resistance to the Army's February 1st takeover. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspections of all Boeing 777s equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver Saturday. United says it is temporarily moving those aircraft from service. The announcements come a day after United Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right wing engine, the engine blew apart just after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a separate statement that the two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, although the agency did caution that it was too early to draw conclusions about how the incident occurred. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access, but will still allow the agency to monitor its atomic program. Rafael Grossi made the comments on arrival to Vienna on late Sunday night. He was careful to say that there still would be the same number of inspectors, but there would be things that we lose. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.